Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Carla, thank you very much. Big response to our conversation with Liam Butterley, the farmer in North Dublin, who is subject to that residential zoned land tax. Why are we building on land that's very good for crop production, asks Claire. Another one, we can't just import food, we need to have our own supply. Look at the veg and fruit shortages in the UK. Another, why won't they give planning to people on family land themselves? Council refusing people planning in their own land all over the country. I wouldn't blame them not to sell, and plenty more too. 51551 for your messages. Now, the National Transport Authority has confirmed that it is examining proposals to terminate train services from Rosslare and Goree at either Wicklow or Greystones. This is part of a plan to increase train frequency. So the plan would see passengers transfer from the Rosslare-Goree train to the Dart at either Greystones or a new Dart service in Wicklow town. And the National Transport Authority is hoping that this will allow for an increase in the frequency of the train services on the Rosslare line, which would then link in with more Dart services from that point northwards. Well, for more on this, I'm joined firstly by Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're saying that this is like getting people on the Dublin to Cork train to change trains at Hazelhatch, and that'll make sense to some people who've used that service.
Yeah, it seems crazy to force people making a, you know, already making a 3-hour journey to change en route. People don't like changing. We know elsewhere that you lose 15 to 20% of your passengers by introducing a change. So that route has struggled for many years. It's seen some growth recently. We're now going to throw away that growth and make it inconvenient. Do you want to change trains in the rain at Wicklow? You know, it's not going to encourage passengers to use a service.
And is that the point for you, that you think this is going to put people off using the train?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to make it inconvenient, and the train is already not that competitive against the bus. Why would you take the train and have to change if there's a direct bus service that's actually faster?
But what the National Transport Authority is trying to do is increase the services, so you'd see more services on the Rosslare line. Is that not something that you would welcome?
Yeah, absolutely. But the existing infrastructure would allow for a train every 2 hours on that route. We currently have gaps up to 4 hours on that route. So if the NTA was serious about doing something, they'd have done something about it by now. They have the resources to do it. RSA has resources. But it seems that they've decided that they can't find space between Bray and the city centre, even though it's a 20-train-an-hour railway which only takes eight trains an hour currently.
Mm-hmm. You see, and that's the point, isn't it, that if you were to increase the services going from Rosslare all the way up to Dublin, they'd be competing for space on the line with the Dart. So that's where the congestion lies. Is that what the problem is?
That's fundamentally the problem, is achieving a balance between local commuter services and long-distance services. But there is an upgrade program on that has been advertised and announced for Bray, Greystones to the city centre, and that would potentially allow up to 20 trains an hour to run between Bray and the city centre. I cannot anyway foresee that we would need 20 Dart services an hour between Bray and Greystones.
Okay, so you think that maybe some of that capacity could be used for the Rosslare train?
Absolutely. Now, the Rosslare train is going to have to follow a Dart at 20 miles an hour the whole way in, but regardless of whether you get a Dart or a direct train, that would be the case. So it's not going to impact the journey times in any way. Changing trains is going to add at least 10 minutes to your journey either way.
Is it though? I mean, is it going to impact journey times if you were to stay on a train that's going to be going very slowly from Greystones into Dublin? Would you not be better being on the Dart?
It's following a Dart. So it's following at the Dart at the same speed the Dart would be going at.
Okay.
The benefit you've got is you haven't had to get out at Greystones and wait. And the risk, of course, is potentially you get to Greystones at Wicklow and you're arrived 5 minutes late. The connecting Dart's already left.
So you're saying there's no advantage for a commuter changing trains in Greystones?
There's no advantage. We cannot see any advantage whatsoever.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland. Barry Kenny is with us as well, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail. So we've had criticism, Barry, from Senator Malcolm Byrne this morning on Morning Ireland about this proposal. You've heard there from Mark Gleeson as well from Rail Users Ireland. So can you tell us about the problem that this is trying to solve and whether, in your view, it'll work?
Yeah, well, firstly, there's been no decision to alter services in the Rosslare line. As you say, the Dart Plus programme, the overall programme that we have at the moment across our various routes, is about increasing the number of trains we can run, the number of people that we can carry right across the network. So Drogheda down to Greystones, Hazelhatch and the Meath lines as well. And, of course, looking at the longer distance services too. As you say, we've got a high-frequency service on the Dart every 10 minutes each direction between Bray and Dublin, and a service every half an hour. So one in three of those Darts continue on to Greystones. We want to be able to increase the number of trains that we can operate from both Greystones and Bray, and feeding the Rosslare trains through that and building the type of frequency we want for the Rosslare trains through that congested network has always been challenging and will always be challenging. So what we have been doing in terms of developing the Dart Plus program and with the NTA is saying, how do you get the absolute maximum capacity? Modelling that network, how do you get the absolute maximum capacity? That modelling would output to you, yes, an interchange maximizes the capacity. But that is infrastructure modeling. That is not our timetable decision. We've made no decision on that. These will ultimately be timetabling decisions after we deliver that capacity in Dart Plus Coastal South.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to stop us doing direct services, doing a mix of direct and interchange services in that context. And indeed, you know, in terms of service, increasing the service, we have 6 trains each way a day that go south of Greystones at the moment. If we had, you know, fleet and driver availability, and were able to add another 4 each way tomorrow through interchange, I think that would be very much welcomed along the route.
And are people calling for that service? Are there more people who want to use the train from Rosslare all the way up into Dublin?
Yes, and what you have, I suppose, it's a mix there of intercity-type journeys, and particularly from Wexford Town, but also, of course, the likes of towns in Wicklow and North Wexford are very much commuter destinations now as well. So from the likes of Wicklow and Arklow and Gorey, we have quite strong commuter demand. And we do have a separate project that is looking at Wicklow capacity and expanding that capacity. You know, we have new battery electric trains that are coming for the Dart Plus network, and with suitable infrastructure at Wicklow, you could extend the Dart service to Wicklow to facilitate that. So it is about kind of meeting all of the various competing routes on 2 tracks of a railway, and then don't forget then a single track south of Bray, including through Bray Head, where obviously the double track, you know, is something that is prohibitive in terms of the tunnelling through Bray Head.
Okay, well, let's look at, you know, someone who might be deciding to move to Wicklow Town and they're going to commute in for work into the city centre. What a pain to have to change trains in Greystones, you know, over the bridge, it's raining, the lift is broken, you're adding on X amount of time to your journey every single day.
Well, right now, if you are making that journey as a commuter, you have a choice of 2 trains that will get you in before the 9 a.m. into the city centre. If your option was, be it a mix of direct or interchange or otherwise, a far greater choice of services to give you far greater flexibility in your working day, then I think people would welcome that, and with a higher frequency of services from the likes of Greystones as well. So I think if people kind of say to themselves in the context of today's service, oh, changing trains, where's the advantage? I fully understand that. But in the context of a higher frequency service where you're giving more choice of services to give that flexibility, because everywhere we increase our service levels, we get an increase in customer demand. There was a time when, and I know it's a longer distance and it's all intercity, there was a time when we had a lot more direct Kerry to Dublin services, for example. But through a combination of delivering a higher frequency Dublin to Cork and then higher frequency connecting services at Mallow, we've seen passenger journeys there, you know, go through the roof. So connections with an increased frequency have in the past seen increase in demand. But we do recognise that, you know, and particularly on existing services, you know, people like the direct service, and everybody, I think, in a perfect world would like a direct service from A to B. But interchanges are part of rail operations, across the world, and we have them at a number of points. And indeed, people, you know, switch off Cork services, for example, at Portlaoise to take commuter routes as well.
So explain to us why you can't run more trains on the Wexford line right the way up to Dublin. Why do you have this problem?
Because we have a very high frequency Dart service that interacts with level crossings on the line as well. And as Mark referenced earlier, When we have Rosslare services operating through those, they go at a very slow speed through the network, because ultimately, with services every 10 minutes at the moment and potential for increasing those in the future, you are going to effectively have an intercity train with limited stops coming along behind a Dart and losing that time. So that's the context in which it's being examined. But as I say, you know, there's nothing to say that when this infrastructure is done, we won't continue doing direct services or a mix of direct or interchange. Those choices will be available to us in the context of the demand that exists and in the context of what the infrastructure will allow.
So no decision has been made on this. The NTA is looking at it, but this is your preferred option at Irish Rail.
No, this is what this is, as I say, you know, there is modelling, and this has happened right across the routes in the Dart Plus programme. You model what will absolutely get the maximum, every last drop of capacity out of the existing network. And that's what that modelling would tell you. But ultimately, it will be down to passenger demand, and it will be down to the consultation we do on an annual basis on our timetabling. This is, you know, in terms of the works that require this, you know, you are probably talking about, you know, the back end of this decade, that this is when these kind of decisions will be made. And any timetable we review is subject to public consultation, which will allow customers to examine what's proposed and have their voice.
Well, let's see what they say. Barry, thank you very much. Barry Kenny there from Irish Rail. And earlier we heard from Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland. Coming up next, Ireland's secret gardens and where to find them.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.